Chaos is how the Irish Times and Irish Daily Mail lead headlines describe the long delays at Dublin Airport at the weekend. Dublin Airport is a national embarrassment, according to the Irish Examiner's headline. International embarrassment, says the Mail. The Irish Independent reports that passengers were forced to queue for hours outside both terminals at the airport from early yesterday morning, and many missed their flights as a result. That paper's headline reports, airport bosses admit, we don't know cause of delays. Queues in control, asks the headline in the Irish Daily Star. The Examiner quotes the Dublin Airport Authority's Group Head of Communications, Kevin Cullinan, as saying, significantly, we did not have sufficient staff manning posts throughout the airport to cope with demand early on. And you may have heard him expanding on this earlier in the programme. The Times highlights the authority's statement that it would provide refunds to passengers who missed their flights because of the long delays. In other stories, the Examiner reports that the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, has ordered an independent investigation after six prisoners had to be released immediately from custody when errors in calculating their sentences were discovered. Social housing makes the Times front page. Olivia Kelly reports that the number of households in need of social housing is likely to be double what the government estimated. That's according to a report from the Parliamentary Budget Office. Approximately 60,000 households are on local authority housing lists, but a similar number are receiving HAP payments in the private rented sector. This means, the report stated, that a more accurate estimate for households with a housing need may be closer to 122,000. The Independent reports that the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has warned the hospitality industry that any evidence of price gouging could result in the government opting to restore the higher rate of VAT for the sector in 2023. According to a price survey by the Independent, Aoife Breslin reports, people planning to stay in Ireland for their holidays are being asked to fork out as much as €1,500 for a four-star hotel for two people for a two-night break. On the news from Ukraine, Terry Prone, in a column in The Examiner, writes about the young Russian soldier who pleaded guilty in a Ukrainian court to fatally shooting an unarmed civilian. She quotes Philippe Sands, a specialist in international law, who has his doubts about the matter. He has written about a situation where, years down the line, you've prosecuted a number of low-grade soldiers or conscripts for dreadful things. But the people at the top table, who are truly responsible, got off scot-free. In an Irishman's diary in the Times, Arthur Beasley writes about a recent drive in West County Dublin, which brought him past the former tuberculosis sanatorium at Piemont. Long ago, it was on the front line of the battle against TB, the big disease of its time that killed and maimed with nightmarish ferocity, he writes. Beasley notes that 11,000 people died from COVID-19 in 26 months, but TB killed more than 10 times that figure and went on for decades. And he says it was only after a crusade led by Dr. Noel Brown, Minister for Health from 1948 to 1951, that control was finally asserted over the disease. Brown died 25 years ago this month, he writes.